The biggest thing, I mean, we need to stay focused on the guys on our team right now. You know, so we're very excited about Mark, and we know those guys are up there throwing in California, so that's exciting. Trevor, fine young player, so we're focused on those two and getting ready to go here in a couple weeks. Obviously, we've got some work to do. We've got to add to our group. We understand that, but John and I right now, Matt, are working on the draft, you know, getting ready for that. We got, what, about 3 weeks here, so just staying very focused on our football team and what we have right now and trying to add to it here in about 3 weeks.
What's your impression of the quarterbacks in the draft that you met with them?
I think it's a good group of guys. You know, how they get sorted out, you never know. I mean, you hear different things every day. You watch different workouts every day. I guess Paxton worked out yesterday. But it's a good group, and, you know, we'll do our work on all of them. And but hopefully when we come out of the draft, we'll be a better football team in a lot of positions, not just there.
Are you expecting Vaughn and Clady to both be at the start of the offseason workout?
Am I expecting
Vaughn and Clady to be at the offseason workout?
Yeah, I would expect them to. You know, I'm expecting everybody to be there. I'm looking forward to getting started. You know, I know there's been some talk about a couple of different things, but, you know, we'll see when it's time to go to work. But, yeah, looking forward to seeing our guys again.
What do you like about Jared? You brought him back?
Correct. Yeah, we talked about him when free agency initially started, but Jarrett's an effort player. Bill kind of raised him in Houston, so we drafted him there, and we think that he stands for what we want on our football team and how he goes about his business and how he plays. So he'll be a good addition, and good to see him yesterday, and look forward to getting him started with the team on the 18th.
What's John told you about where things are with Kaepernick?
You know, not much, Jeff. We just, you know, we were granted the opportunity to have that visit, and that was good and very impressive, but like I said, really our focus is on our football team right now.
Are you in a position where you feel like you need to add another veteran quarterback before the draft?
Well, I feel good about the two guys that we have. You know, we'll see what happens. You know, you continue to move forward and try to get better. But, you know, I'm going to stay focused on Mark and Trevor right now and doing everything I can to get ready for this draft right now because it's extremely important.
Did you give Mark and play an iPad when he's
well, you can't talk any football with those
you
guys,
can't,
you know.
You
so, but Mark, I will say this: Mark has a lot of background in our system, so I think we'll make up ground very quickly. Yeah,
Coach, how special is this event to you? Your history with the Boy Scouts. What makes this?
Well,
event
yeah, great? Actually, I was not a Boy Scout. I grew up in the YMCA, but no, I have tremendous respect for them and what they stand for, and. You know, to have an opportunity to come out here this morning and spend some time. Got Wade, Rico, and Joe with us. So really special, you know, to watch the community, how they support them. It's really big. You know, I had no idea how big breakfast was going to be this morning. So looking forward to it.
Did you know you were the keynote?
I didn't know I was the keynote. I know I'm answering a lot of questions, so I'll try to be as keynote as I can.
Okay? A few more for the coach. Coach, really quick, that you mentioned you've been in this business long enough. Nothing, you don't get stressed too often. What does it become worrisome in your quarterback situation or concerning for you? Stressful.
I think as a coach, you're concerned about the team all the time, you know, and, you know, we've had some guys leave, but we got a lot of good players on our football team, and we're trying to put this group together, so there's always going to be change, there's always going to be things that happen from year to year, but the most important thing is that our standard stays the same, and you got to be patient, too. You can't make poor decisions. You make poor decisions, you know, they can hurt you in the long haul, so we got a great guy running our program there, and Mr. Elway does a great job, and great group. Our front office does an excellent job. So we'll keep our patience here, keep working, and stay focused on the team that we do have right now.
Gary, when you had more quarterbacks, whether rookie or veterans, does Trevor get the opportunity to start, to compete for a starting job or for a backup job?
Well, I think absolutely. I mean, Trevor's a young player who made up a lot of ground last year. Obviously, we got you know, we think a lot of him. You know, this is going to be a big step for him. If a guy makes a big jump, he usually makes it from year one to two. Trevor will know what he's doing when he walks in here in April. So it'll be up to him. We'll see. But I think our football team has a lot of confidence in him. I know I do. I know he's got the talent to do it. We'll see. See what happens.